she's
that.
A good girl.
If that's and this lady has the most exquisite voice.
Careful now, I have to sing.
I think I sing. Oh, yeah, they've been here before, yeah.
Well, where do you take your glass out? Cabinet. So, a lot of things. You always come to me.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
I think so. Rachel, do we start at 10:30?
Yeah, we're going to start.
10:30, Marty. Up 3:23. Did someone ring the bell?
I say.
Oh. What? Yeah. Let's keep that. No. I'm going to use.
Well, good morning, ladies. We want to welcome you to Bay Presbyterian Church, and I think this is our fifth or sixth annual Christmas coffee. And I wanted to welcome you all here on this beautiful day. And I understand we clogged up the traffic coming in across the street. We have that a lot because of Those are a lot of the good service folks that help out in Bonita Bay, and they help us with our traffic jams. You know, I think I say this every year, but every year I'm reminded of it, that, you know, we have men's events and ladies' events here, but I have to say that this day, this room will smell way better than when we have men's events here. And so I'm much appreciative of that. Well, we're just glad that you all are here, and we have a nice program for you, and we have Rachel will introduce her a little bit. Wendy Stutzel is here, and I think many of you know Wendy. Wendy and I'll just take this liberty before you get introduced. But Wendy, I'm not even sure she knows this, but she kind of followed me around. I think she was kind of stalking me. But she's from Philadelphia and Minneapolis, and I'm from Philadelphia and Minneapolis. And but Wendy has been coming here to teach a ladies' group, a ladies' study, on Wednesday mornings, and that starts again in the middle of January. January 23rd, and she'll go about 7 or 8 weeks on that. And you all would be invited back for that. We'd love to have you here. And I think that at the end of the day, you're going to say, boy, I need to go hear that Wendy when she's here. So we appreciate her making the effort and taking the trouble to being down here with us. Thank you, Wendy. Why don't we bow for prayer, and then I'll turn it over to Gordon and Carol. Let's pray together. Our great God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this occasion. And we're reminded of the reason for the season, that this is not just a time of year for tinsel and trees, but this is a time to remember the Savior's birth. We thank you that you did not leave us in our sin and our misery, but you came to us in Jesus. And because of Jesus, we can have eternal life that is promised to us because of our Lord Jesus, who loved us to death. He loved us to the point of death on a cross. And Lord Jesus, today, we as a group welcome this time of year to remember your birth, to remember your work on our behalf, and to thank you for your great love with which you loved us. God, our prayer today is that we'd have an enjoyable time of fellowship and lots of food. But God, at the end of the day, when we leave this place, our prayer is that we will have said, today I met Almighty God. Hear us, O God, for we make our prayer in the name of Jesus, who is our strong Savior. Amen. I'd like to introduce Gordon and Carol. They lead worship here at Bay Presbyterian Church, and they are going to lead the program today. Thank you.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Bonita Springs, FLA. But it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north.
And for those that love it, this is snow.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Would you join me? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
With every Christmas card.
With every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry.
There's that snow again. We had the hanging of the greens, I guess it was last Tuesday, and they brought in a green tree. And suddenly, when we began to sing this song, it turned white.
Now, Gordy is colorblind. He can't see green or red. So maybe we should tell him it's still green.
Yeah.
And that would be mean. Don't do that, Carol. Yeah.
There's a wonderful winter song. It goes like this. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now, Carol has been shopping. Cheryl.
Carol, it's only been 48 years. We'll cut him a little slack.
Carol has been shopping. And, I think she was looking at bracelets. And Cartier has some beautiful, you ladies know, right? And Tiffany's. And you know what I'm saying.
That's not where I went, however.
Wait a minute. So where did you go, Carol, to pick these up?
The Dollar Tree.
The third best thing is the Dollar Tree.
Two for a dollar. Do I know how to shop or what?
I think it's muted.
Oh, it's muted? Okay, let's unmute it. I always have trouble unmuting mine.
See, you have to go by color. There, it's green, honey.
Okay. Testing. Is it on?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're going to have to do is you can either hold it like this, but the way you do it is going to...
You don't
hit
this.
It doesn't go very loud because it's a Dollar Tree, you know? So I need three or four volunteers, please, to help us out with... This is an integral part of the orchestra. Come. This is an integral part of the orchestration of our jingle bells. Okay. And these are yours to keep. Does that sweeten the pot? Wait a minute. Pastor's in the back of the sound booth. He's waving his hand. He wants to come. Come on, Pastor. All right. Do we have sufficient here? Okay, you got enough? All right, so what we do is you kind of gather around. Carol, come on in. You gather around this microphone here, and you just go, you know, you just do the jingle bell thing, and you kind of pound your fist.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute, Pastor. Pastor.
Oh. All right, let's hear what they sound like. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jingle Bell Orchestra. Of Bay Presbyterian Church. Here we go. And.
Not bad. Hey. their faces.
All right. Now, wait, you're not done. Wait a minute. Don't go away.
Don't go away,
Bethany. We're going to sing the whole song. We're going to dash. Then they're going to have a little spot for their solo, and I'll tell you not to sing. And then we'll finish with everybody, the full orchestra and everything. Let's all dash the snow. Ready? No instruments yet. Go. Dashing through the snow.
In a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha. And I shall ring, making spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Just the orchestra, go. Now shake 'em. All right.
Yes. Bravo.
Excellent. You may be seated and you may keep.
You may keep your 50 cent bracelet, I'm telling you.
You're very welcome. As you know, the season can be wonderfully joyous with winter, and I've often thought, when December 25th rolls around in the Southern Hemisphere, I wonder if it's just a little different because they never had snow. We always come from snow, you know, because up north, but I don't know. But it's also a time to remember what the true Christmas is about. And let's start with my favorite, Joy to the World, The Lord Has Come. Would you sing with me? Yeah, why don't you stand up? Joy to the world, you know it, go.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
He rules the world.
He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness,
and
wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Thank you. You may be seated. Can you picture it with me? The first Christmas Eve. There's been no celebration, nothing to from the past years or anything like that. But suddenly, everybody is minding his or her own business. Let's take the shepherds. The shepherds are there, and all of a sudden, a brilliant light comes and lights the entire night sky, and the angelic hosts proclaim, unto you is born this day a Savior. Can you imagine? And they've been wanting this Savior to be born. They've been anticipating this greatly. And then the wise men see the star. And no matter how long it takes to get there, they're following that star. What did these people have in common? They wanted to find the baby, and they wanted to worship. Would you come with us right now and worship the King?
Oh, come to the place where the Holy Child is laid. Oh, come, let us see this newborn King, for he is our God and greatly to be praised. Come, let us worship the King, yes, the King.
Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born, for the Lord will reign over all the earth. Come, let us worship the King.
sing. Jesus the Savior is born, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Through all the earth, let us worship the King.
The Savior has come, let all the nations rejoice. The mountains ring out with angelic praise, alleluia.
The heavens rejoice, and earth receives her King.
Come, let us worship the King.
Worship the King.
Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born, for the Lord will reign over all the earth. Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Through all the earth, let us worship the King. Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born, for the Lord will reign over all the earth. Come, let us worship the King. Jesus the Savior is born, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Through all the earth, let us worship the King.
Good morning. We are so glad to have all you ladies here this morning. You all look so beautiful out there. Do you guys like to laugh? Well, I love to laugh, and Wendy makes me laugh. But one of the things that I love about Wendy the most, though, is in the midst of that laughter, she knows how to bring the power of the message of the gospel. And that's the most important thing that she can do. Wendy was born in Philadelphia and later moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is a Bible study teacher, as Pastor John pointed out, for the Bonita Bay Women's Bible Study Group that meets here. Starts in January, ends in March. She graduated from the University of Minnesota as well as Dallas Theological Seminary. And she worked with the Billy Graham Association in both their Minneapolis office as well as in their London office. She has been married for 37 years to her beloved husband, Rick, who is a retired military judge advocate and a middle school teacher. She has three beautiful daughters who are married, and they are working on their fifth grandchild. A few of Wendy's favorite things are, of course, the Bible, but also the royal family, great clothes, and the beach. So if you could all help me welcome her up here.
It is so great to be back in Bonita Bay and Bonita Springs, especially this morning when I drove over here and I saw the traffic. I thought, wow, this is going to be a lot of pressure. But to see faces just puts me completely at ease. It's especially a great morning for me because my daughter Sarah is here this morning. Sarah lives in Palm Beach, so met up yesterday at church parking lot. And this is Sarah's first visit here to Bonita Bay. So I'm really happy to have Sarah here. So let's get on to the important stuff. What do you want for Christmas? Because that's what counts. Every year, on or about December 23rd, I get a phone call from one of my children. And this is how it goes. Mom, I'm at the mall. What do you want for Christmas? Now, the true answer to that question is, no matter who asks, how much did you want to spend? Right? Right. So it's always something I have to think about this time of year. Now, there was one year where I just handed the Tiffany catalog, and thank you, Gordon, for mentioning. I circled the item and handed it to Rick and said, this is it. And on Christmas morning, after I opened up, oh, this lovely necklace, he said, you know, that was so helpful. I'd like you to do that every year. That really made my life easy. So that was good. But before we talk about gifts, of course, we need to talk about the event that we're celebrating this morning. The thing that amazes me about the Bible is it contains very little information about the birth of Jesus. The Gospel of John says the Word became flesh. Mark says nothing. Matthew sums it up in six words. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem. No manger, no stable, no swaddling clothes, no innkeeper, no cattle softly lowing. Luke is the one who gives us a few more detail. Luke gives us the stable, the manger, and the swaddling clothes. And many people believe that Luke's source for writing his gospel, or one of his sources, was Jesus' mother Mary. And who can tell you more about the birth of her baby than the baby's mother, right? So that's what amazes me about the Bible, that we have such little information about this event that is really the highlight of our year. Earlier this year, I was thinking about coming here in December, I was reading Psalm 19, and the first verse of Psalm 19 sums up the Christmas story. I'm going to read it right now. I actually know it by heart, which is very impressive, except it's only four words. So here it is. I did bring my Bible. I thought if I'm speaking at a church, I should bring my Bible. The committee might worry. Okay, here's what Psalm 19:1 says. The heavens declare the glory of God. Now, I think of that often in Florida when I see the blue sky, or in the summer when the thunder clouds are just massive in the sky. But, you know, when Jesus was born, the heavens declared the glory of God. Luke tells us that angels appeared to shepherds out in the field. And so they went and found the baby. And when they found the baby, they went back to the fields to tell everyone what they had found. That's all Luke tells us. The other thing I think it's interesting about those shepherds is, who were the shepherds, or what were the shepherds watching? Thank you. Good answer. You guys are so, not only are you good looking, you're smart too. Sheep. What do you think was the purpose of those sheep? Those sheep were on their way to the temple. Those sheep were the sacrifice. That's who the angels appeared to. And then Matthew tells us that there were magi. Magi were these men who studied the sky. And they came to Jerusalem because they had seen a star. No one knows how many magi they were, but often think there are three, because they brought what? Three. There was gold. Gold was a gift for a king, like the first baby shower on earth. There was incense. Incense was used by the priests in the temple. And there was myrrh. Do you know what myrrh is or was? Embalming fluid. Certainly not something you bring to a baby shower if you want to eat. And then it says the Magi found the baby and they worshiped. They worshiped. These kings coming from the east, they worshiped. So when we see the nativity scenes, when you see that picture, I brought Sarah a little nativity scene for her Christmas tree, for her little Christmas tree at home. And there's always Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, three shepherds, and what? Three wise men. The wise men probably did not come until the baby was several months old, because Matthew says at that point the baby was a child and they visited him in a house. They had moved up from the stable. And I think that's so interesting. My favorite nativity scene is in my neighborhood, and it's got Mary and Joseph, baby Jesus, three shepherds, three wise men, Frosty the snowman, and Santa Claus. And I just think that's just a little of everything, and that's so great. So let's get back to the gifts. And if you're looking for gift ideas or gift suggestions, I found great gift ideas right back in Psalm 19. You know, and I made a list of them. John says in his gospel, the word became flesh and dwelt among the word. The word is Jesus. Jesus is the subject of the word, okay? So all of the gifts relate to God's word. And as I immerse myself in God's word, and as I expose myself to it, and as I live for it, these are the gifts that I'm going to receive. And I want to tell you, this is what I really want for Christmas. And I'm guessing it's what you would really like for Christmas also. Are you ready? Four gifts. One more than the wise men brought to Jesus. Number one, Psalm 19. You can all go home and read it, since you didn't bring your Bibles today. But that's okay. I'm not bitter at all. Okay, the first gift. All these gifts are related to God's word. The law of the Lord is perfect. You know, and I think that we want the perfect gift. We want the perfect tree, the perfect Christmas. But Psalm 19 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Wouldn't you just love to be revived? Don't you enjoy being revived and refreshed? You know, Psalm 23 says, he makes me green pastures. And isn't that interesting? We all complain about how busy and stressed out we are, but God has to make us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters, and then what does he do? He restores my soul. Restores, refreshes, revives. That's what I want. And I think Jesus brought us one step further than restoration and revival. Jesus brought us life. He brought us eternal life. Jesus came and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And not only is he the life, he said, I came to give you what? Abundant life. Not just life. We have, as followers of the Lord Jesus, we have abundant life. So there's the first thing I'd like for Christmas. Okay? The second thing, the statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. Wouldn't you? We live in an age where it's difficult to what? Trust. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Wouldn't you like wisdom for the coming year, for the decisions you have to make as you live your life? Or are you like me, think, well, I pretty much have all the wisdom I need, but my children, my grandchildren, that's who I want wisdom for. No, we all want wisdom. Wisdom as our children and grandchildren choose colleges and choose marriage partners. And as Rick and I make decisions about our future, you know, wisdom, you know, Jesus, God's word has brought us life, and it's given us wisdom. And I'm so grateful. James says in his epistle, if you lack wisdom, what? Ask. Isn't that's pretty clear. Some people think the Bible is hard to understand. That seems pretty straightforward to me. And boy, there are lots of times when I do ask for wisdom. And then Psalm 19 says, the precepts of the Lord are right, and they give joy to the heart. We see the word joy this time of the year, don't we? It's on a pillow at your house. I bet you all have pillows. I went to Pier 1 the other day. There's wall hangings and cards, and joy is all over the place. It's spelled out in lights. But joy, how do you define joy? And I started to think about this. I don't really think you can define joy. And forgive me for saying this, but I think it's one of those things like pornography. You know it when you have it. I don't know if I can say that in church, but Pastor Anderson's back there, and he gave me the go. Jesus told his disciples before he left them, you know, he met with them privately, and he said, now, I've told you these things. These were the guys that were going to carry on the message. These were really important guys. And he told them, I have told you these things so that my joy would be in you. And when my joy is in you, your joy is complete. Isn't that something? Complete joy. I look at them all, which makes me a huge expert on Christmas. And on Friday, I was leaving work, and I went to make a purchase. I did not have my wallet. It's Friday night. And I'm still preparing for today, and I'm thinking about joy. What will I say about joy? If I don't find my wallet, I'm not going to say anything about joy. And I'm thinking about my wallet, and I'm thinking about, this is not good timing. I'm pretty busy right now. It's not a good time to lose my wallet. And I found it. I went back into my store, and I said, I've lost my wallet. And Kim said, is it pink? And I said, yes. She said, it's behind register 4. I hugged the girl. And as I left the mall, I thought, maybe this is what joy feels. You know, I don't think so. You know what it feels like when you lose your wallet and you find it? That's relief. Because here's the thing. Here's what's in my wallet that I was really worried about. My Medicare card. I am now the proud recipient of a Medicare card since I've seen you last. So the Lord was really good. The joy that Jesus brings is not relief. It is something that only He can give. And again, as followers, as believers of Him, possessing the eternal life He gives and the wisdom He gives, we know His joy when we have it, don't we? We sure do. And then the last one, this is my favorite. The commands are radiant. Radiant. You girls, you always look pretty radiant. You always look very radiant. Money Magazine says that an American woman, on average, will spend $15,000 in her lifetime on what? Cosmetics. Makeup. Estee Lauder was worth $3 billion when she died in 2004. Okay? Why do we spend that money? Because we want to look what? Radiant. The commands of the Lord are radiant. They give light to the eyes. Everybody wants to have a smoky eye. not the commands. They do what? Give light to the eyes. Isn't light a wonderful thing? Especially as I'm getting a little older and I need more light as I read, correct? But what does light do? Light helps us to see. Jesus came and he said, I am the light of the world. And the thing that I think is really cool about that is light was the first thing God created. Isn't that something? He didn't create the sun and moon till a couple days later. First, he created light, and Jesus comes and says, I am the light of the world. These are the gifts I want. Life, eternal life, the wisdom that comes from God and his word, the joy that being close to him brings me, and then, of course, the light that his life inside of me brings as I live and move and what is the live and move and have his being. Thank you. Thank you, Carol. That was good. But there's a couple more things I want to say about gifts. Here you go. First thing about gifts, a gift has to be purchased, right? I'm in retail. I'm an expert. A gift has to be purchased. How were these gifts purchased for us? Eternal life, wisdom, joy, light. How were those gifts purchased? John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his son. And in Revelation chapter 5, John writes, with his blood, God purchased men for himself. That was a high price. How much did God spend on these gifts? Everything. Everything. The blood of his son. So first, a gift has to be purchased. So the purchase has been made. It's been paid. Secondly, a gift has to be received. Do you get coupons before you go shopping at Christmas? Do you get coupons? Do you get the ones that say 30% off? This is what kills me. 30% off, and then in very tiny letters underneath, it says, exclusions apply, right? So you go down to the exclusion part, and pretty much, if it was something you were planning to buy, it's excluded, right? Right. Now, my company, I work for Bath & Body Works. My company sends lots of coupons, and especially this time of the year, we're sending coupons that say, free gift, free gift. And so people come in for their free gift. And it truly is free gift, no purchase necessary. You know what's amazing to me? People are kind of ashamed to receive a free gift. They come in with their coupon and they come up to the register and they don't really look you in the eye. And I say, and how can I help you today? And they slide it over with their bottle of shower gel. And they say, I'm sorry, I just came in for my free gift. And I say, woohoo! It's a free gift. Isn't it interesting? People hesitate to receive a free gift. The gift of eternal life is free, and people will hesitate to receive it. A gift purchased with the blood of God's Son. And why do they give free gifts? Why do companies give free gifts? You know why? So you'll come back and get more. And I thought that's the perfect illustration of what happens when we accept God's free gift. You accept God's free gift of eternal life and wisdom and joy and light. And what happens? Your life grows and grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. You go back for what? More. Okay? So that is what we need to do. And I know the women who have planned and worked so hard on this beautiful event, that is their real dream and desire for you, that if you have not accepted this free gift of life and joy and wisdom, that you will just choose to align yourself with what God has said in his word and what God did at Christmas, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So to just finish off today, there is one more thing you have to do about a gift. You have to say thank you. So let's close this morning, and I'll just pray as we thank God for his indescribable gift. Would you pray with me? Well, Heavenly Father, you left the throne of heaven and came and lived. You became flesh and dwelt among us, and we are so thankful for the gifts you've given us, eternal life through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And for this day, we thank you for this church, for the women who have prepared such a beautiful event. I am so thankful. And I just pray that the women who have heard from your word will respond to it. And I am thankful that your word says that anything that goes out from your word never returns empty. And so we thank you for your Son, for your word, and we ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you so much for coming and sharing that truth with us today. For any of you that are not familiar with that story that Wendy just spoke about, that free gift of eternal life, and you are curious about that, or maybe you have heard about it before, but it's never really touched your heart like it has today, please, Pastor John is here, I am here, and I don't know how long Wendy's going to be here, but we would love to talk to you about that. So I just want to thank you again, Wendy, for being here today. And thank all of you for coming today. I just want to let you know that we are going to have some of the hostesses at the doors who will be handing out a couple of little gifts for you just to thank you for coming today. And now I'm going to hand it over to Gordon and Carol. Thank you so much.
I think it most appropriate in speaking of and hearing about the unspeakable gift of Jesus to each one of us. On that Christmas night so long ago, let's stand and sing Silent Night, please.
Just want to take a moment to thank all the ladies who made this possible today, and you could thank them too. The head of this program at our church, Dori Novak, she really worked hard and cracked the whip and did a fantastic job putting this together, and she broke her hip last Friday. But on the plus side, we have started live streaming our services, and I told her to say that we would say hi to her. So hi, Dori. We hope you're watching now. Thank you all very much for being here. Drive safe. God bless you all, and thanks for coming today.